to ask you how you would describe the relationship between the people in City of Burnaby and SFU. When I interviewed John Kirbyson, I referred to it as a conflict, and he wasn't sure that that was really the right word to use. But so I wanted to ask you, was it really a conflict? Let's say a conflict over values.
I don't think it was. Also the letters I wrote, they were always very understanding and friendly. I got back and never.
The letters to council, you
to
mean?
To council, yes.
But I was wondering about between SFU and the city. I mean, would you, I don't know, was it really a conflict over values, or was it just a jurisdictional wrangle that needed legal clarification, or was it a bit of both? Or, well, I'm just wondering how you would describe that relationship.
I think it probably depended on the administration. As I say, the lucky part with us was that Dr. Stubbs was there.
Mm-hmm.
And but prior, even the one after and right. The people before were not necessarily for it, because they had bought this land, was it, for city had sold it to them for $1, and they wanted to keep it. It's mm-hmm. ours now, sorry guys. But I don't know, I can't say whether between council and SFU it was at times really unfriendly. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. From your viewpoint, from the society's viewpoint, did you think of it as a conflict?
Before that Stubbs administration was there, yes, and uh-huh. after too.
Did
before, say well, yes.
Yes. Yes, so would you have actually, how optimistic would you have been, say, before Stubbs appeared on the scene, that in fact Burnaby Mountain, the conservation area, would be preserved? Diane, do you remember how the society, did you feel optimistic, or say in 1990 when you first formed?
I don't know whether I was optimistic or not. I just went to the meetings and hoped for the best.
Yeah, I agree. Same with me. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. At one point during the negotiations, I guess during the last few months, the negotiations were done behind closed doors, and so you wouldn't have known quite what was going on. Did that worry the society at all?
We didn't know what was going on? I'm not sure. Did we not? Who says that we didn't know what was going on?
Oh, well, I'm using my own words, but the negotiations were done behind closed doors.
Yes, between the province and the yeah. city, and yeah, sure, yeah. Or was Dean there? I don't
think he was there. I'm not just sure, Karen.
I'm not either, really. Mm-hmm. He could tell. You have to meet him.
Yes, that would be wonderful. I'd love to, actually.
Yeah.
I'd love to see if we get over to the island.
Yeah, does Steve have his address even? I don't know. He might.
I think Tony Fabian might have his email address.
Tony Fabian, yeah. Or Margaret, what is her name?
I don't know what her last name is.
I don't either. She is friends with, or was friends with,
oh,
Dean.
Oh, Margaret. She, who's Margaret?
Know. Oh, what is her last name? Margaret Flaherty. Flaherty or O'Flaherty, I don't know.
Oh, and she was one of the members?
Yes. At least in the end.
Yeah.
She was Dean's girlfriend, and so she got into that.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
So, but we both don't know her all that well, right?
No, we don't.
No.
Let's see. I'm just wondering if, in hindsight and subsequent to the development of the university, do you still feel that the 1995 agreement was a good one?
Yes, very, very much so. Yes. Okay. So far, nothing really bad has happened, right?
I was going to ask in what ways nothing bad has
happened. Well, yeah, if you look at the development plans, it could have been bad. It could have been all suburbia now, or all university already all over the place. But so far.
So you think they've done a responsible
approach? I think so. I mean, taking also this, now that the population is bigger, that mountain biking is really a very accepted sport. You have to give a bit and have trails for them too. It's a bit too much trail development there for my taste, but that's my taste. I think
apparently the park is as large as Stanley Park, isn't it?
It's bigger, even.
It's bigger,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So take a lot of pride in that then.
Uh-huh. Yes. I guess one could ruin it by, you know, having what's the park by UBC out there? That has trails
Spirit,
exactly. And that has trails, or you can see one trail already from the next. So I hope it will never get to that.
Uh-huh.
But also, I mean, the Kinder Morgen thing did a lot of damage there last year. That's a big patch, clear cut. And of course, then people went through, so then trampled paths all over the place. So that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they don't come back.
Yes. I was going to ask about this. The city awarded Dean Lamont and the society the 1998 Environment Award in Communications for its work in preserving the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area. That must have been really well received by the society members. You must
that
have
was very nice. There's a picture of that somewhere, right?
I think so.
Do you remember the ceremony? Can you tell me about the ceremony?
It was at City Hall. In front of City Hall, right?
I can't remember.
By Deer Lake there.
Deer Lake, yes.
Yeah,
I think it was Deer Lake.
Yes. I can't remember much of it, but...
That must have been a good
Yes, ceremony. We got a big picture. Dean must have it with totem poles. Huge big picture.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Dean must have that one. Yeah. There weren't terribly many people. I can't remember that, but...
I don't think there was.
No.
Diane, I was going to ask you about... now, you lived in Westridge, and in the early 90s, 94, 95, they built the new parkway, the extension from Hastings up the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that and how that affected the neighborhood?
It didn't really affect our neighborhood too much, I don't mm-hmm. think.
I think it did, though, generally, right? It did affect it. Also, they didn't only build that, but suburbia did move up a little bit further, you know, so...
I guess around Pandora and...
Richview Drive up there.
Oh,
that
okay.
was new. That was when I used to walk there in the late 60s, it was all still forest.
Oh.
You were more or less... Ridge Drive was there, but Richview Drive and Pandora, they weren't there. So we were right in the forest. But I guess that was all part of the agreement then later, what was city boundary and what was park boundary. I'm not too familiar
well,
with that.
Well, actually, I think the lower boundary had been set by the city way back in 74, 75.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if you remember that period. That was, there were public meetings at that time. A lot of town
yes.
planning was going on, and
yes.
one of the resolutions was... to preserve
yes.
a conservation
I
area.
Think that was the meeting in the McGill Library.
Back in 74,
sure.
75?
Yeah.
Yes.
There was one meeting with lots of people out, and and the question was there, where are the boundaries, and
yes.
how far can the city go?
Right, and I think back then the concern was more the lower boundary and the pressure of residential
yes.
development
yes,
going
exactly.
up the mountain, because SFU was... Didn't see it. It wasn't really
there
an
wasn't
expand,
yet in the
expanding
picture there that
yet.
They wanted to go down.
yeah,
that's true. That's how I got involved. As I say, when I saw the development plans
oh.
here, this map, if I may
yes.
point it out again, the very first here. When I saw that,
okay,
I thought,
because
this is where I walk right
that,
there through the forest.
Right, that,
and that's when I started letter writing, and through all this, I got to know. The other people, but when I got to know whom and when was what, I don't know.
So that was back in 74, 75 then that you started to get, you were concerned about what was happening.
Yes,
that,
yes.
When walking
yes.
up. So that would have been along, is that Curtis that you were?
See, I only lived there until 75, yeah, then we moved here.
Okay.
And before I lived there alone in an apartment and took this up, yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, it was probably even before 75 I got involved with the city then to write letters and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the of course, the goal was to preserve the conservation area because it
as really it was park a, and not to conserve it for future development, which that's what the term meant in the beginning, apparently. Conservation, we conserve it for now, see what we can do with it. And then, now it has a whole different meaning, of course, conservation, but...
So you feel like because the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area is a dedicated park, that it has more protection?
Oh, definitely, yes. Yes. Uh-huh. It had practically none before, you know. So, yes. I want to say, we sound a bit, we can't remember well, and it sounds a bit like our whole group was a bit unorganized and stuff, but I think we were more organized than we give it credit for, right?
That's right.
With our letter writing and going to, you know, having appointments with the planning department up there and other things.
Yeah, we were actually quite organized when you think about it.
Yeah.
Well, you were very busy. You'd
yes, we were kind of busy with all kinds of different people and stuff. That's right. I remember that.
Would records have been kept of your meetings at all? I mean, you kept
of the meetings?
Letters.
I don't think so. No. We never took any records. No, we were kind of informal, but when we got into action when it was needed.
Yes. Can you tell me any stories? Are there memorable meetings that you can tell me a story about?
Can't think of anything right now.
No, I can't either.
It's all
but I remember several times being at council meetings, and it was usually Dean who got up and made a little speech. I did it once or twice only, and
I did it a couple of times.
Yes, you did.
Made a presentation.
And probably Steve too, but I can't remember that really. But
yes. But
I think most credit goes to Dean here, and he was kind of stubborn. Well, we were all a bit stubborn when we started something, so that was probably good.